Mary Louise, the president called it a great and successful day. Did you see it that way?
You know, Donald Trump, Martha, loves to take questions. And so when we saw the meetings end early, when we saw Vladimir Putin getting to speak first and at greater length, when we saw Trump's choosing to take no questions whatsoever, not even trying to claim a win, I think what was left unsaid was much more striking than what was said. And I think that's absolutely right, the point you raise about the they were going to know within 2 minutes how this was going to go, and we saw it play out.
How do you think this plays politically? We've talked a lot about internationally and how it's played, and in Ukraine certainly not well, but politically, his base, do they care?
Well, Donald Trump said this was a 10 out of 10 meeting. He said it went great. That was his readout. He also said the same about the Helsinki summit in 2018, which was widely seen even among Republicans and the base as an embarrassment. It was one of those things where the visuals were great. It was great television, the red carpet, the fighter jets buzzing in the air. I was, you know, thinking about it afterward as we walked out of the room where they did not take questions, and thought, if this was a movie, the visuals were great, the sound effects were great, the crew, the cast was all, they
He's
were
very
all
good
there.
At that. They-
very good at that. However, it was as though they'd forgotten to bring the screenwriter. There was no script. And so at the end of the day, there are limits to what can be achieved if you're ad-libbing and you haven't prepped. The Russians had done the prep.